Now, there are many gateways to the underworlds. Not just one. The other gateway was the second house. And this is how we're going to talk about the eighth house today. But not only. So kata, the word kata in Epikataphora, means to go down, away, or against, as in cataclysm, or catastrophe. And you'll notice that catastrophe has the word star in it, which means the downward stroke of the stars. It's what pushes you down. So the eighth house, there is this notion of the fall in the eighth house, the sun's fall from the top of the chart. And the fall is also a theological term, which is interesting to speak about on Easter weekend. Again, here is an image. This is literally in Greece one of the entranceways to the underworld in classical mythology. And there are many, many. There are Demetra probably knows a lot about this since she leads tours there. But there are many different places in Sicily, in Rome, in Greece, which were considered places that you had access to the underworld. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the underworld voyage. We are going to get to vampires, by the way. In ancient Greece, in order to go to the underworld, you had to have a coin. And when people died, a coin was placed between their lips. And if you didn't have the coin, you could not cross over, because the ferryman who rowed you to the River Styx did not let you cross over. So here is an example, and this was called Charon's Dew, the passage, and there's an image of it. He's taking the coin from her mouth in order to let her board the boat. And the reason you would, now most of you would think, I don't want to go to the underworld, but the reason you would do this is because otherwise you're left gibbering and flibbiting on the other side, a ghost, and you don't find rest. So the eighth house, we know, I was thinking about Charon's Dew, because the eighth house is a house we often associate with money. Right, so why in this empty place do we have this idea of money? Of course, it's not our money. It's something that it's not our value. Even if we talk about the eighth as other people's values, it's something we actually owe others, or we feel or believe they owe us. And this is where some of the energetic issues of debt, of being sucked dry, connected to the eighth house come from, is this idea that there is something we must give, even to make a passage that we don't want to make. Even the dead must have accumulated something, built a relationship with someone so that they will give you the means to make the passage. And it's a little bit that we owe something for the passage to the next level of existence or consciousness. Now, another, this is an image of Hercules. This is the very last of Hercules' many labors, 12 labors, was to capture the guardian of the underworld, Cerberus, the three-headed dog, but he could not use weapons and he could not harm him, and he had to bring him out of the underworld alive. And in order to accomplish this, in order to accomplish this labor, you have to understand that Cerberus welcomed the dead as they came in if they paid their due to Charon, but when they tried to leave, he ate them. It was a one-way relationship with Cerberus, and we might talk about that again a little bit later. All right, I'm going to skip that. This is from Dante's Inferno. I'm not going to read all of it. But he says, he talks about what it's like to be a soul in purgatory. Nor death itself can wholly wash their stains, but long contracted filth, even in the soul remains.